Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 65 of the year, Friday, March 6th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up the week in the Midwest, the great state of Illinois. We are looking at District 7, which is a truly fascinating district because of its extreme contrasts. It encompasses the absolute towering wealth of downtown Chicago, the Loop, and the Gold Coast, and stretches straight into the historic working-class neighborhoods of Chicago's West Side. And today, we are profiling a man who has represented this area for 30 years and who is currently taking his final lap in Congress. We are talking about Democrat Danny K. Davis.
Stephen, Congressman Davis is an absolute political institution in Chicago. He is 84 years old, and his life story is a direct reflection of the Great Migration. He was actually born in 1941 in Parkdale, Arkansas, during the Jim Crow era. He grew up in the segregated South and moved up to Chicago's West Side in 1961. And from the moment he arrived, he was relentlessly focused on education and community organizing. He worked as a government clerk and a high school teacher, but he kept going to school himself, eventually earning a PhD in public administration. He is a genuine textbook policy wonk.
He really is, and he cut his teeth in one of the most intense political environments in the country, the Chicago City Council in the 1980s. He was an alderman representing the West Side during the era of Mayor Harold Washington, which was a completely transformative period for black political power in the city. He served on the Cook County Board of Commissioners, and then he was finally elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1996. He has been in Washington for nearly three decades, and he has spent almost all of that time quietly mastering the federal safety net.
Exactly. He doesn't spend his time chasing viral moments on cable news. He focuses entirely on the mechanics of anti-poverty programs. And that brings us to the massive announcement that completely shook up Chicago politics recently. In July of 2025, Congressman Davis officially announced that he is retiring. He is not seeking re-election this year. He will finish out the 119th Congress and step down in January of 2027. It is the end of an absolute era, and it has caused a massive scramble back in Chicago to see who will inherit this incredibly safe Democratic seat.
But just because he is retiring doesn't mean he is coasting to the finish line. In this current 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he is heavily engaged in legislative combat. He sits on the incredibly powerful House Ways and Means Committee, where he serves as the ranking member of the Subcommittee on Work and Welfare. In fact, late last year, the Center for Effective Lawmaking officially named him the single most effective Democratic lawmaker on welfare policy in the entire House.
And he is using that expertise to aggressively fight the new Trump administration's domestic agenda. In early 2026, Davis went on the absolute offensive. He led a coalition of Illinois Democrats to publicly demand that the administration comply with federal law and immediately release $1 billion in withheld child care and services funding. He argues that playing political games with daycare funding absolutely devastates working mothers on the West Side who are just trying to keep their jobs.
He is also thinking very strategically about the future of the party. He recently started promoting a concept he calls Project 2026. He argues that while the conservative movement has their blueprint for restructuring the government, the Democrats need their own massive, unified grassroots counteroffensive. He is touring his district, urging voters to stop playing defense and start aggressively organizing to protect civil rights and the social safety net ahead of the midterm elections.
But Stephen, one of the most impressive things about Danny K. Davis is his ability to pass bipartisan legislation, even in this highly polarized environment. Because he is so deeply respected as an elder statesman, he is able to work across the aisle on some very complex issues. Let's look at what he did just last week, in late February 2026. He teamed up with Republican Congressman Darren LaHood to introduce the Fresh Starts for Foster Youth Act.
This is a fantastic piece of legislation. When kids in the foster care system age out and transition into adulthood, they often face massive legal hurdles regarding housing, employment, and education, and they don't have parents to help them navigate the system. Davis's bill amends the federal framework to allow states to use federal funds to provide direct legal representation and counseling for these young adults. He is basically making sure that foster youth have a legal advocate in their corner when they enter the real world.
He is also the leading Democratic voice in the House for Prison Reentry Programs. He is currently pushing the House to pass the Second Chance Reauthorization Act of 2025. This is a bill that already passed the Senate with massive bipartisan support. It provides millions of dollars in grants to local governments and nonprofits to help people returning from prison find housing and addiction treatment so they don't reoffend. Davis has spent his entire career arguing that if you want to lower the crime rate in places like Chicago, you have to give formerly incarcerated people a genuine second chance to rebuild their lives.
It is the perfect capstone to his career. He is an 84-year-old PhD who grew up in the Jim Crow South, marched through the civil rights era, and spent half a century fighting for the most vulnerable people in his city. He is making sure his final year in Washington counts.
The West Side Alderman, who became a master of the Ways and Means Committee.
The defender of foster youth, taking his final lap.
That is Representative Danny K. Davis.
That is our profile for Illinois' 7th District. Have a great weekend, and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.